This is an old-fashioned, old-time question that a lot of marketing gurus and clients and coaches and consultants ask that seems cliche, but if a parent asks you this question, you definitely want to be able to answer it because, believe you me, the question is coming. I was talking to Mike Dunn the other day for a podcast interview, which will be released on Monday. Pretty fire episode. And one thing that stood out was a question that seems so cheeky and so over-asked and cliche, but it's true. It's true. It's sometimes harder to answer than what we want to admit, but it's true. So Mike and I have read a book or reading a book that is very popular in the marketing world called Dot-Com Secrets by Russell Brunson. And I asked Mike, what was his favorite part of that book? And he mentioned one of the honestly first parts of the book, which was finding a dream customer. And that is a concept that we have a lead magnet. That's where it comes from. The dream customer, dream client, dream athlete that really just depicts exactly who it is you want to serve in this basketball training space and where to find them, how to get them, and really just enjoy what you do. And Mike was mentioning that himself. It felt like he had friends, not really clients, not really trainees. It felt like he had friends. And for you, that would be great if we had the same kind of approach, if we had the same realization. But there's another question that I think I've been asked recently that I think is a good question to ask ourselves or have someone else ask us, so it pulls out really good information from us. And that is, what is our valuable point of difference? And I've had parents literally ask me that on a phone call, and some of them phrase it differently, some of them word it differently, some of them ask, what's the value of your basketball training, or what's your valuable point of difference for, based on or compared to other basketball trainers? And it's an interesting question to answer, and I've been asked that one time, and I haven't known the answer. And I've gone back and told the parent that I didn't know the answer, and had to, actually gave them an answer later. They signed up with us, thankfully, without even me, doing a good job answering that question. But I had to sign up, or admit that I didn't have a good answer to that question. And for you, it's something worth thinking about. So let's think about it this way. What is your valuable point of difference? Do you offer film in between each rep? Do you offer video feedback or any kind of personalized communication? Do you offer an online training database? Do you offer visitation to their games? Like, what do you do differently than the other trainers do or don't do that you can actually communicate with parents? What is the value? Do you give more in value than you take in payment? If so, how do you communicate that? How do you calculate that? How do you actually show it so it's real and not something that's just fake or made up for marketing purposes? And I had to think about that for us too. And in this space, usually there is a big gap. There's a big drop in terms of the standards of communication with parents, with athletes, and there's an opportunity right there to stand out. There's a lack of film, I believe, when it comes, like, if you were a hooper, you watch film pretty often, or at least we should have as a team and as an individual player. How often did you watch film? And as trainers, we could do more of that with our trainees. And there's so many other things that aren't done that can be done that would make us different than other people, other trainers, the way that we acquire clients. So my question to you is, spend 5 minutes, 10 minutes maybe, thinking about who's your dream customer, like identify them, and what is your valuable point of difference? What is the value of your basketball training? So those are two questions I think are worthwhile to ask yourself and to answer. And hopefully it gives you some insight as to what you can start communicating more in your basketball training business. I'll catch you guys on the next episode.
Hope that podcast gave you some value. If it did, please rate, review, and subscribe to this. It only makes the podcast better. I read every single one. And at the very least, go join our group. You'll see the link in the description of this episode, and I will catch you on the next one.